大家好。
Greetings, everyone.
希望在这边打一个广告。
I want to give you an advertisement.
我去年我记得呢，我曾经讲到的时候呢，提到一个人，他的名字叫 Christopher Yuan。
Last year when I preached here, I mentioned a person. His name is Christopher Yuan.
他本来是一个同性恋者，那么后来他贩毒坐牢，最后信耶稣，现在在神学院里穆迪神学院里面教书。
He was gay. He committed the crime of doing drugs, and he was sent to prison. Then later he was converted by God and become a Christian. And now he's teaching at a seminary.
那么我看完他的书以后呢，我就很希望请他来我们教会分享。
I read one of his book, and after that, I really want to invite him to preach at our church.
所以呢，今年我们六月份，六月六号到六月八号，我们请他跟他父母来到我们教会，就是星期五六，日三天，那么来到我们当中分享。
So I invited him and his parents to come to our church.This summer on the day of June 6 to 8, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to preach at our church.
所以其实基本上他会讲到他们信主的见证，所以是一个布道会。
So he will give us a testimony of how he believed. So it's kind of like a evangelical meeting.
还有呢，他会分享两个题目，是有关第一个题目是基督怎么去面对同性恋的这个问题。
And he will also share two topics. One is how are Christians treat the homosexuality.
另外一个问题呢，就是我们常常在想啊，同性恋是天生的好，还是后来培养出来的呢？
The next question we want to talk about is homosexuality is made from nature or nurture.
所以呢，这个欢迎大家，如果我会把这些资料放在门口的这边，那么你们自己可以拿。
I will leave this flyer by the door, on the table by the door, so you can pick one if you are interested.
我们开始之前，我们祈祷。
Let us pray.
今天天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为我们能够通过主耶稣来到你面前去敬拜你。
Because through the Lord Christ, we can come before you to worship you.
因为这个福音，我们明白生命的宝贵。
Because of this gospel, we understand the preciousness of the life.
愿意我们的生活能够反映你的荣耀。
We hope that we pray that our life can reflect your glory.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Please listen to our prayer. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
我念神学的时候呢，有三年时间是去了一个美国人教会里面学习的。
While I was in a seminary study, I went to a American church to study, to worship.
我的牧师，他的名字叫 Pastor Jason.
My pastor, his name is Pastor Jason.
他告诉我他们在 South Minneapolis 教会是怎么样传福音的。
And he told me that how they spread the gospel in the South Minneapolis area.
那你知道 South Minneapolis 是我们明州治安最差的一个地方。
You know
the crime rate of
the,
yeah.
Okay, so you know it's the crime rate there is very high.
所以呢，他们教会呢就他们有一个篮球场，那么他就开放给附近的这些人呢可以进来打篮球。
They have a basketball court in their church, so they open that court to everyone so they can come to play.
那么呢，每一次到半场的时候呢，Pastor Jason 就会 把握这十五分钟的时候呢，跟他们分享福音。
And every time after their mid break, then Pastor Jason will share gospel with them.
那他用的方法呢，就是用十诫的方法，分享十诫。
And the way he preaches, he used the Ten Commandments to teach them.
他会问一个问题，就是，其实呢，他是从一个问题，比方说，你有没有杀过人呢？前次开始。
And he will start with a question like, "Have you ever murdered anyone?"
那么呢，他就一般人都是没有了。那么他就再问一个问题，比方说，你有没有偷东西呢？曾经有偷过人的东西呢？
Normally people just answer no, I never kill anybody. But then he will share ask another question, have you ever steal from anybody?
那么就是从最高的最没有人犯的到最普遍的，那么希望他们了解自己是一个罪人。
And he just asking those questions, want them to understand they are sinners.
那么这一天他又在班长的时候就问同一个问题啊，你们中间有没有人杀过人呢？
And during one day he asked the same question, have you any of you killed anyone before?
那么这些年轻人就你望我，我望你，有一般的人举手，他们有杀过人了。
And all the youths, they sit around, they look at each other, then over half of them raise their hand and said they killed people before.
这一天吓了 Pastor Jason 一跳。
And it really scared Pastor Jason.
你知道为什么这一天有这么多是杀过人的人在里面打球呢？这一天。
Do you know why there's so many person that have killed it?Other people to come play basketball.
因为这一天呢，是他们这些黑社会在 South Minneapolis 里面打架。
Because that day is the day that those gang people they fighted in South Minneapolis.
打完架以后呢，警察来了。
And after their fight, the police came.
那么他们就要躲起来嘛。
And they try to hide.
你猜哪一个地方是警察一定想不到你会去的？
Can you guess where is the place that is the most safest place that police will not go check?
所以他们都去教会打球了，在这天。
So that's why that day they all went to church to play basketball.
今天我的所讲的经文呢，就是不可杀人。
And today's sermon title is "Thou shalt not kill."
但是呢，我想呢，这个题目其实是可能是最多人。不了解的一条诫命。
But I think this is probably the commandment the people mostly misunderstand.
所以呢，我们先来看不可杀人的误解。
First, let's take a look of what is the misuse of this commandment.
有些人呢，他简直想，他说圣经说不可杀人，那么任何杀人的行动呢，都是不对的。
And some people say that because the Bible said no kill, then any action that kills people is wrong.
所以他们觉得死刑呢不对，打仗也不对。
So that they think that fighting a war, kill people, or execution, capital punishment for criminal, they are all wrong.
那么的他们的根据就是不可杀人这句话。
Their basis is the sixth commandment of no killing.
那么你同不同意他的讲法？
Do you agree with these people?
如果你有看圣经的时候呢，你就会发觉，不单止呢神自己有杀人，他还有在有一些情况底下希望你把这个人杀死。
If you read your Bible carefully, then you will find out that not only God himself kills, also sometimes he commanded the people, some people get killed.
比方说你犯十诫最高的刑罚就是把你杀死。
For example, if you commit a crime against the Ten Commandments, the highest punishment is to kill you.
那么不可杀人 那么它是什么意思呢？在什么情形底下神说不可杀人呢？
So what is the meaning of thou shalt not kill? What situation we can kill?
我们发觉杀人这个字呢，在希伯来文里面呢，其实有七个不同的文字可以形容杀人这个事情的。
Kill this word in Greek has seven meanings. In Hebrew, kill this word has seven meanings.
有七个不同的字，其实
seven words describe.
有一些是合法的，有一些是不合法。
Some are legal, but some of them are not legal.
其中有一句话在出埃及记二十一章的十二到十四节呢，你就可以看见。不可杀人这句话的意义。
And from Exodus chapter 21 verse 12 says anyone strikes a person with a fatal blow is to be put to death. That tells us we shouldn't kill.
那这句话里面呢，其实有两个杀人的动作。
And in this sentence there are actually two actions of killing.
第一个就是讲到呢，你把人打死，这个是你一个个人的行动。
And the one aspect is you strike a fatal blow, kill the people. This is from your personal action.
那么呢，这个是不合法的。
And this is not legal.
但是呢，你是一个社会的政府呢，你必须要把这个人致死。
But if you are the part of the government of the society, then you need to put that person to death.
所以呢，这个是合法的。
Then for the government, it is legal.
还有呢，十三节里面呢，告诉我们，其实呢，杀人也有两种啊。
And verse 13, actually, there's two kinds of killing here.
十三节讲到，人若不是埋伏则杀人，乃是神交在他手中，我就设下一个地方，他可以往哪里逃跑。
And verse 13 says, however, if it is not done intentionally, but God lets it happen, they are to flee to a place I will designate.
那十三节里面所讲的这个人呢，他不是一个计划。去杀一个人的，是我们一般所讲到一个误杀，就是 manslaughter 的意思。
And verse 13, the first part says this person kills. It's not he plot to kill that person. It's because manslaughter accidentally killed that person.
所以呢，这一类的，神给他有一个地方他们可以跑去的。
So for this kind of killing, that God prepared them a city of refuge so they can escape the get punished.
但是后面呢，讲到了，如果有一些人呢，他是故意用诡计去杀他的邻舍的，那么这些人呢就必须要致死。
But verse 13 says if anyone steams and kills people deliberately then he needs to be put to death.
所以你可以说不可杀人呢，是包括谋杀也包括误杀。
So you can say that thou shalt not kill include murder and the manslaughter.
那么我们现在要去思考一个问题，就是那么不可杀人的根据是什么呢？
Now we consider that what is the basis for thou shalt not kill.
为什么这些谋杀人的人呢，神判他这么高的一个，这么严重的一个刑罚呢？
Why for these murderers God gave them such a capital punishment?
如果你看创世纪的时候呢，你就会发觉呢，其实在创世纪第九章五到六节的时候呢，神第一次把这个你可以说杀人偿命的这个观念放进圣经里面。
If you read the Bible, the first book, Genesis, in chapter 9, verse 5 to 6, then you will find out that why God said thou shalt not kill.
前面前提说，他说 楼你们学的害你们命的无论是兽是人我必讨他的罪就是像个人的弟兄也是如此凡楼人学的他的学也必被人所留因为神造人是照自己的形象做造的
And for your lifeblood I will surely demand accounting I will demand accounting from every animal and from each human being too I will demand accounting for the life of another human being whoever sheds human blood by humans shall their blood be shed for in the image of God has God made mankind
所以神其实他不可杀人或者是杀人要填命的这个要求第一个根据是因为人的生命呢是圣洁的
So the first basis for why God said shall not kill it's because the life everyone's life is the sanctity of the life
所以我们也可以说呢我们有一个神我们的生命是神圣的
And we can say that our life is from God. It's holy.
所以如果你堕垂别人的生命的神呢时候呢神要你负这个责任就是他要夺你的生命。
If you take away another person's life, then God will take your life.
有的时候是神直接的把你的生命拿去有的时候呢他是通过一个政府把这个惩罚去做出来
and sometimes God himself might take your life sometimes he will use the government to take your life away
那所以呢当我们了解这个生命是神圣的时候呢我们在社会上面很多题目呢我们就知道怎么去回应了
When we understand the meaning of life then a lot of situations in the society then we can you know understand if it's wrong or right
比方说有一个题目呢在过去二三十年我们常常提的就是我们人有没有权去结束自己的生命呢
And for example, there's a question people always debate 20 and 30 years ago, and they are asking if a human being have the right to die.
有些人呢觉得啊，生命是我的，那么我自己决定生也是我自己决定死。
And some people think that my life is mine. So I have the right to decide when to live and when to die.
但是呢，圣经其实告诉我们，其实我们的生命是照神的形象所造的。
But the Bible teaches us that our life is created according to God's image.
你也可以说呢，这个生命是只是交托给你。不是完全属于你的。
You can say God just let you take care of your life, but not this life does not just belong to you.
就好像我们不能确定我什么时候出生，你也不能确定你什么时候离开世界。
It's just like you cannot decide what is your birthday, and you also cannot decide when is your is the day that you die.
第二个根据呢，我们的生命是宝贵的。
And the second aspect is our life is precious.
这个就是神造我们的时候呢，神说，他是按照他的形象所造的。
That's because when God created us, that He created us according to His image.
所以呢，如果这个生命是怎么宝贵的时候呢你就没有理由没有什么理由可以预早去结束这个生命
If this life is so precious then you don't have the right to end the life
你不可以说啊，你这个人老了你对社会没有贡献了所以你可以早一点死了
You cannot say to that person that you are too old. You have no contribution to the society. It's time for you to die.
你也不可以告诉一个婴孩，你说哦，你天生有这个病，所以你不值得去活下去了。
And you cannot tell a baby born with the inherited disease that you, because of your disease, then you don't have to live.
因为生命太宝贵的时候呢，任何不按着神的时间表把它结束的这个生命都是太可惜的。
Because of the preciousness of life, any actions to take the life away not according to God's timetable is wrong.
我记得呢，有一年我听袁志明他分享他信耶稣的经历。
And I remember one year I listened to the sermon, to the testimony of Brother Yuan Zhiming.
他其实是这个学生运动的一个其中一个学生分子了。
Yeah, he is one of the person that participated in the June 4th the
Tiananmen Square
student movement.
所以呢，他来美国以后呢，他就去了 Princeton 里面念大学。
So when he came to U.S., he went to the University of Princeton.
那么有一天呢，他的教授就跟他讨论呢，美军跟韩国打仗的这个历史。
And one day his professor shares with him the war between American people and the South Korea, the Korea people.
他呢提到一个事情呢，就是当时每一个美军呢，他在他的口袋里面呢有一个投降书，就是投降 surrender,
okay.
letter for surrender.
Okay, so he mentioned that for every American soldier, they have this surrender notes in his pocket.
他就是呢给这些军人，如果这一场仗是一定输的时候，你就可以照这个投降书，是用韩文所写的，交给你的敌人投降。
And they told the American told their soldiers, if you think the war is losing, you can give this surrender letter to the enemy, which is the Korean soldier.
袁志明听到这个历史的时候呢，他不能相信有这个事情会发生。
When this brother Yuan Zhiming he heard about this, he just couldn't grasp why there's such thing.
他说在中国，国家希望每一个军人就是连命都不要投降。
Because in China, the government wants every soldier to fight for their death.
他说如果一个农夫他为了他的猪而死呢，国家会表扬他的功劳。
And he shared that if a farmer he died for his pig, then the country probably will praise him for his love for the pig.
Okay, 所以他问他的教授，为什么美国政府会为他的军人预备剪纸的事情呢？
That's why he asked his professor why the American government prepared this letter for his soldiers.
那么他的教授就说，那么你知道如果这个情形是没有可能打赢的，你为什么不叫你的军人去投降啊？
Then the professor said, if you know that the situation for the war is definitely lose, why you do not let your soldier to surrender?
他最后就明白，因为美国是受圣经所影响。
And later, eventually, he understands because the government is giving this letter based on the teaching of the Bible.
他觉得人的生命是很宝贵的。
Because the government think the human's life is very precious.
他说，反而他们中国大陆的国家就没有。觉得人命呢是不值钱的。
And back in China, the maybe people think that the human life is not so precious.
第三个根据，就是因为我们的生命的尊严。
And the third aspect is the dignity of life.
因为我们人的生命是照神的形象所造的时候，神就给我们一个尊严。
Because we are created in the image of God, that's why God gave us each one a dignity.
他希望我们尊重对方。
And he wants us to respect another.
所以呢，当你把别人杀死的时候，神要你的命。
That's why when you kill another person, God will want your life to pay.
因为神觉得你的生命是很有尊严的。
Because everyone's life is dignified.
那你看旧约圣经的时候，其实这个观念也在旧约的律法里面。
If you read the Bible, all these concepts are in the Old Testament.
其中一个你就可以在《生命记》25:2-3里面看见。
And in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 25, then you can see these words.
这边呢是讲到一个审判官，当你惩罚一个人的时候，你要注意。
And this is how a judge, when he is ready, is about to punish a people, a person.
他说你只可以打你的弟兄和这个犯人40下。
And he said that you can give the flogging punishment to a person not more than 30 lashes.
如果你跳过的时候，你就是轻贱了你的弟兄。
If you are giving more lashes, then you are degraded this brother.
所以你看呢，神的律法是保障人的尊严。
And you know that the commandment from God is to keeping the dignity of life.
所以我们在想，如果我们现在了解，人的生命是神圣的，是宝贵的，是有尊严的，那么怎么影响我们平常的生活呢？
If we understand the sanctity of life and preciousness and the dignity of life, then how we should live our life?
那么不可杀人的精神是什么呢？
And what is the spirit of thou shalt not kill?
那么呢，我们就可以看一看呢，主耶稣怎么去解释不可杀人这个经文。
Now we can try to understand how Jesus Christ is explaining the spirit of this commandment.
马太福音5:21-22。
Matthew chapter 5:21-22。
主耶稣说：“你们听见有吩咐古人的话说不可杀人，又说凡杀人难免受审判。”只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审判；凡骂弟兄是拉渣的，难免公会的判断；凡骂弟兄是魔力的，难免地狱的火。
You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, "You shall not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment." But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to a brother or sister, "Raca," is answerable to the court, and anyone who says, "You fool," will be in danger of the fire of hell.
那你看，耶稣基督解释不可杀人呢？他不是说你们犹太人对这句话的解释是错误，其实他不是这个意思。
And when Jesus is explaining the spirit of this commandment, he's not criticizing the Jews that their explanation is wrong.
他是告诉犹太人，其实不可杀人不是只是讲到呢杀人这个事情，还有更远的implication， 就是更远的意义在后面的。
And he is actually teaching the Jews that thou shalt not murder. It's not just physically taking somebody's life away. It also has some deeper and meaning of it.
这个包括你骂人，是拉加或者茉莉，就是你骂人是笨蛋呢，是没有用的这个人，这一类的话，其实都是包括在不可杀人这个诫命底下。
And this also includes that when a person that swear a curse to another person, like a Raka or swear that said that person is a fool, these are all considered the spirit committed the murder.
我们今天背这个圣经约翰一书3:15讲到，你恨你的弟兄就是杀人，也是包括在不可杀人里面。
And the memory verse we're taking today from the First John chapter 3, and that's when you hate your brothers or sisters, that you are a murderer.
所以不可杀人呢，如果你从一个负面的角度去看，你就是你不可伤害别人。
And thou shalt not kill, if you consider it from negative point, that is, you shall not take another person's.
You shall not hurt
another person.
如果你从一个正面的角度去看，其实你就是要去爱人。
And from the positive point, that the point to view this is, you should love person.
其实呢，我年轻的时候为什么信耶稣？其中一个原因就是因为读到这个经文。
And when I was young, why I believe Jesus? Because when I read these verses.
当我了解原来你恨一个人的时候，就如同杀人的时候。我就明白，其实我也是一个罪人。
And when I understand that when you hate a person, that you are actually killing that person, then I understand that I am a sinner.
我小的时候呢，很调皮的，所以呢，我有一个老师呢，常常惩罚我。
And when I was young, I'm kind of play around.
Naughty.
不是一个好学生的啊，你了解。I'm not a good student. Sometimes teacher punishes me.
我最爱就是在堂上面讲话。
And the things I love most is I like to talk during the class.
所以呢，我老师想到一个方法，就是用一个胶纸，就是 scotch tape 呢，把我卷起来，好像一个木乃伊一样。
So my teacher find a way that he used a duct tape to kind of bind me so that I'm like a mummy.
所以我很恨他。
So I hated him or her so much.
所以呢，当我看见这个圣经的时候呢，我就想起我恨我老师这个感情呢，这个性情呢。
So when I read this verse, then I remember that how I hated my teacher.
那么我就知道，其实我也是一个杀人的人。
Then I understand, actually, I am a murderer too.
还有呢，其实我们人呢，骂人呢是很厉害的。
And another thing is that our human, we often swear curses at people.
我们常常说。以为呢，你我只是讲话呢，我只是骂你的，其实没有什么伤害你啊。
Sometimes we try to find excuses, say, oh, I'm just talking, this won't hurt you.
但是你知道，当你侮辱一个人的时候，你是伤害他的自尊，其实你就可以说，就好像你把他的人杀死一样。
Actually, when you insult a person.Then actually you are hurting his dignity. You are just like you are murdering him.
今天主耶稣告诉我们，不可杀人的意义。
And today, the Lord teaches us what is the meaning of the thou shalt not kill.
我想，如果主耶稣今天问你们中间谁有杀过人的时候，我会举手。
And if Jesus today asks if any among you have ever killed a person, I will raise my hand.
因为我有骂过人，也有恨过人。
Because I have sworn curses at a person and I have hated the person.
然后主耶稣他继续，其实他有继续讲呢，如果你犯了这些得罪人的、伤害人的，你要怎么办？
And Jesus continues.To teach us, if you have ever committed these sins, what can you do?
马太福音五章二十三节，他说：“所以你们在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怒，就把礼物留在坛前，先去同弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。你同告你的对头还在路上，就赶紧与他和事。”恐怕他把你送给审判官，审判官交给衙役，你就下在监里了。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 to 25. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled to them. Then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary, who is taking you to court. Do it while you are still together on the way, or your adversary may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison.
其实这两节圣经告诉我们很简单一个道理，就是与对方和好，比起你来到神面前去敬拜神更重要。
And actually these two verses teach us a truth that it is more important you reconcile with one another than go to the altar to worship God, to offer gift.
所以当你想起你有人对你怀怨了，你伤害别人，那么人在怀怨了，你应该先去跟他和好，
And if you think of sometimes things that you have hurt the people and that person have you will feelings against you, then you should go reconciled with him first.
虽然我们知道了求对方原谅是一个很难的事情，但是呢，我们知道神一定追究啊，他要求我们先与人和好才来到他的面前。
And we know that it is very difficult to forgive somebody, but God takes this very seriously. He wanted us to reconcile with person, with people first, then come to His presence.
原因就是因为生命是神圣的，生命是宝贵的，生命是有尊严的。
The reason is that the life sanctified, and life is precious, and life is the dignity of life.
所以呢，我们应该好像神看生命的这样子去看别人的生命。
So that we should respect others' life just like we respect our own life.
我们最后一重祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，当我们见到你的诫命的标准的时候，我们就了解，只是我们没有达到你的标准。
And dear Heavenly Father, when we see the standard of your commandments, then we realize that we're far away from your standard.
我们每一个人都需要主耶稣的救赎。
Every one of us need your salvation.
如果主你提醒我们有得罪人的，求主给我们勇气去与对方和好。
If God reminded us that we have sinned against another, please help us to forgive and reconcile that person, be reconciled with that person.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名。
Listen to our prayer, and we pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.